But we take a step back to the girls' game and another wild finish for PC as they get their fifth win of the season by three. Here with Rachel Kakmarinski, who was our Hormel Foods Radio key player of the game, 13 points, 11 rebounds. Rachel, first of all, huge congratulations. I know you had a really tough loss on this floor just about 5 or 6 weeks ago. What did it mean to get this one back and get a big win here on a random Saturday game?
Yeah, it just really shows my team's resilience, I think, to bounce back from such a heartbreaking loss. And just out of a random, you know, we found out we were playing this game yesterday afternoon. And so we just were able to come up and fight hard and pull out a win.
Well, and in this game, it was certainly a game of runs early on. Oskaloosa mm-hmm. gets a big lead, then you answer and get a lead. Then they go on a big run and back and forth. You know, what's it like to play in a game like that? And how important is it to be patient when you know the other team might string a couple buckets together like that?
Yeah, it is so important to, like, stay calm and not get too caught up with, oh, we just need to score right away. We have to run our offense and look for good hoops at the look for good shots and just try to either draw a foul or hit a three.
Well, and I know offense is always fun to be a part of basketball, but how fun is it defensively to shut out a team in a quarter? Oskaloosa didn't score in that second quarter, and it felt like it allowed you to get a lot of momentum. What a point of pride is that, especially with what Coach Fowdy's trying to mm-hmm. preach with your defense?
Yeah. Well, yes. I think our defense really is our backbone for our team. You know, he said the defense carries into offense. So when you have a strong defense, you're able to have a coherent offense together as a team, because for one, you're a good defense talks, and so we're just really able to communicate well and learn each other better by playing a ton of defense together. And when they're not scoring, you don't feel as nervous, we need to get going. You can be more patient with your possessions.
Here with Rachel Kakmarinski, who scored 13 points, 11 rebounds against Oskaloosa in a big fifth win of the season. And then, of course, in that second half, one of the other keys was in that third quarter was keeping Deja Foster out of it. And I know that she's a huge post that ultimately was the big comeback factor the first time you played them. What's it like when you're there, knowing that you're outsized, and how were you able, for the most part, until you got into some foul trouble there, for the most part, though, container for the majority of the game?
Yeah. Like I said, it's all about my teammates. So I could not guard her on my own. She's a good player, but it took a really good Addie Van Arendonk, Karis Fickert, Maggie Heinen, and then my other teammates up on there guarding the ball handlers very well. Together, we were able to stop her. It wasn't just me. It was entire team. We worked very hard on it and practiced it.
Well, and then all of a sudden you find yourself in foul trouble, and I know that you were probably just like wanting to get back into that game.
Yeah.
What was the mindset when you did get back in, though, about fourth quarter, halfway through? The game had gotten a lot tighter, and how do you think your team was able to ultimately pull it out there, knowing it was a really, really tough charge there from Oskaloosa at the end?
Yeah, so we just have to stay calm, like I said, and run our offense. So we can't get too focused on, okay, we have to score right now. We need to take time, run our offense, have good looks at the hoop, and instead of just, you know, get a steal, we know that we can trust our defense because we rely on each other, and when we are together and talking, we run a very good defense. And so we knew that if we stayed calm, and since I knew that I was in foul trouble, my teammates would pick me up, and they would just help me along the way because I can't do any of this without them. And we were able to balance both offense and defense into having a gritty win.
Well, and obviously a really tough DCG team coming up on Monday. Mm-hmm. You know they're the defending state champions in 4A. But similar to the game against Norwalk, mentally how important is it just to play well regardless of the result and try to keep yourself sharp, knowing you have so many games you're going to be playing here in the next couple of weeks?
Yes. So DCG is a great team, and we are so lucky to be able to play them twice in a year because they are really going to, first off, hone our skills. So they are going to, you know, we're going to be able to look and see, okay, what did we do well against the defending 4A state champion? Because if we do it well against them, we'll most likely do it well against these other teams that are coming up in our schedule. And because they're such a good team, it will really help build our endurance for four quarters and just learning how to play free.
And then it's homecoming, and how critical is it to balance that? Because I know you want to have fun with homecoming and all uh-huh. the stuff that comes with it, but from a basketball perspective, how do you stay focused this week, knowing that you've been through it now before mm-hmm. and your teammates are still really young? How do you as a whole team try to focus during homecoming at the same time while having fun and knowing you had a tough game coming up on Friday?
Uh-huh. So it's just when we're at school, we are just having the time of our lives, you know, working on our lip sync, working on our corner. But once we get in practice, we are zoned in, we are focused. Every drill that we do, we think, we have that mentality. Is this a good pass? Even if it's a shooting drill, is this a good pass? If it's an offensive drill, is this good defense? So I'm making my teammates better, but I'm also getting good reps for other.
Sorry to cut you off. Just checking on time.
Okay.
Finish your thought there. So just good reps right at practice then?
So we won't just focus on one area during practice. If it's an offensive drill, we need to work on having good defense, not only to get our teammates better, but to get good defensive reps as well. And then after practice, we go and we have fun. And I think that because it's homecoming, it's actually building our team. We're having better team chemistry because I'm spending a lot more time with all these girls. And, you know, as a freshman, I hadn't really known a ton of them. So it's having a really good relationship with them.
Well, have fun this week regardless. Obviously, DCG coming up with a big win here against Oskaloosa. That's Rachel Kakmarinski, who had 13 points and 11 rebounds. Rachel, congratulations. Good to reconnect with you on the radio.
Yeah,
it's been a while. And
it has
like
been.
I said, enjoy homecoming.
Thank you.